Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It's a blessing to be with you on today. God is good. He is just so good and so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love him. I tell you, I just love God, and he never fails to show himself real to me. Amen. Amen. And praise God. I want to welcome you to Woman. This is Thursday, and every Thursday we are here with Woman to Woman. I am joined by my co-host, Tina Michelle, and also by my co-host, Prophetess Angie Singletary, and every Thursday we get together. So get on the phone and call somebody and tell them to come and join Woman to Woman right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. You can also write down the call-in number because we will be taking calls. The number is 646-652-4832. The chat room is open. The chat room is open. It's a miracle, I tell you. God wanted this broadcast to go forward, so here we are. I'm going to bring Tina Michelle on. She is here already while we're waiting for Prophetess Angie to come in. God bless you, Tina.
How are you? How are you?
I am really, truly blessed and highly favored of the Lord on today. I can say that with sincerity. I can say that with all sincerity on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. How are you doing? Are you being blessed?
I am being blessed. You know, God is just, I don't even know what to say about him sometimes. I just look and realize how merciful and awesome he has been in my life, even in spite of myself. All I can say is I'm blessed. I'm empowered every single day just knowing that he is God all by himself.
Yes.
You know,
all by himself.
He's God, and it's just awesome, awesome. I woke up today just going, gosh, thank you that you don't change.
Yeah, isn't that great that no matter what else is going on around us, God never changes. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same, and that's where we get our strength from, knowing that God doesn't change. So we're going to just welcome Prophetess to the broadcast here, and then we'll go into a word of prayer. And I have a brief word. I believe the Lord wants me to release a word, and we'll just continue to move forward. God bless you, Prophetess.
God bless you, Pastor. How are you?
I just told Tina Michelle I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Feeling really, really good today in the Lord, and just
praise
happy
God.
Happy to be alive.
Amen. I'm
and
with
how
you there.
How's your day going?
My day is going very well. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Are you busy?
Always. Always, but God is good all the time.
All the time, and all the time, God is good.
Yes.
Amen.
We just have
Amen.
To remember that.
Amen.
We just have to remember that. Tina Michelle, I want to ask you to go ahead and pray us into the presence. We're always in his presence, but pray and cover this broadcast as we move forward.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the privilege. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you today because you are God all by yourself.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you. I thank you that no matter what's going on in this economy, in my house, in our respective homes and our families, Father, you are God all by yourself. Your word does not change.
Mm-hmm.
You love us with an everlasting love.
Yes,
and we thank you that we're able to gather here today, gather with our sisters that are listening and some men, Father God, and just share our hearts and be real.
Yes,
be real about
yes,
how good
Lord.
You are, the
Hallelujah.
Situations that are in our lives that are that's learning for other people,
yes.
learning for other people as we come in an agreement today to go ahead and have this conversation for you, with your sisters, for
yes,
your daughters, with your daughters,
Hallelujah.
For your daughters today.
Jesus.
So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to be present. I just thank
yes.
you for the blessing of presence.
Hallelujah.
So that we don't miss you in anything that we're doing, anything
yes.
that we're saying, that we could just be present here today with together in fellowship on
yes.
our phones in the respective offices and different communities and in the chat rooms, that we can be present right now
yes.
to hear what thus saith the Lord, to
Hallelujah.
Get that encouragement, that empowerment for the moment. And I
yes.
thank you, Lord. Because I didn't have to be here. We didn't have to be
yes,
here. We could have been
God.
In a different
yes,
situation.
Lord.
But your mercy
yes.
endures forever.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Because
hallelujah.
Your name is a strong
yes.
tower.
Hallelujah.
And the righteous run into it and are
yes.
saved.
Yes.
And we thank you for that divine promise. And we
yes.
thank you for
yes.
the fellowship. So I
yes,
think as this
Lord.
Broadcast is going out, that your voice is on the airwaves right now. Your
yes,
voice
Lord.
Is being heard all over the world.
Amen.
Your voice, Father God. We might be the physical vessel
hallelujah.
That you're using right now, but it's your word, your voice, your spirit,
Jesus.
Your love, your truth that
hallelujah.
Will deliver the people today into
yes.
a knowledge of you and your loving kindness and mercy.
Jesus.
And we thank you for that. It's in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we pray in agreement.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to welcome Miss V on the sing and also Mrs. D. Neal to the chat room. And also mm-hmm. welcome everybody who is assembled on today. I have a word to release on today, so I'm going to obey God. I know that that's not our normal form. Format, but as I was trying to get into Blog Talk Radio on today, I couldn't get in. My password was locked out, and I looked at that thing and I said, well, God, what is it? What's going on? But he did give me a word, and I want to just take a few minutes to release this word, and then we'll move forward. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. In the Bible, the Lord took me to Corinthians, to the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 10, and I'm just going to go there, because I believe that this word is rhema word for somebody out there today. They need this word. Hallelujah. So, Father, let your word be heard and received by your people on today. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting with verse 1, says, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, neither be ye idolaters as some were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, that they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And then I want to go down to verse 26 that says, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And I just want to spend a few minutes making three quick points, and then we'll go right into our dialogue and open up the phone lines. There are many of us who are going through a trial right now. Many of us are going through temptations as we look at the economy, as we look at what's going on even in our own homes. There are some of us today who have felt like we have gotten to the end of our rope, to the end of our level of patience, to the end of our extent of tolerance. But God is saying on today that He is still with you, and He will continue to be with you, and He has already provided a way of escape. God is saying on today, don't be discouraged. The first thing that God wants you to know is that you will go through the wilderness. Some of us feel like we're in a dark place. It's so dark that we can feel the darkness. I mean, have you ever been in a dark place? And I believe that some of us are right there, because the Lord dropped this word into my spirit only 20 minutes ago, that some of us are in a really dark place where we can feel the darkness. It feels like there is no light at the end of the tunnel. But the good news is that we know that Jesus is the light, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and if you just hold on and keep pressing forward in the Lord, that you shall reach that light, that you shall have light, even in the middle of a very dark situation. If you hold on to the hope that is to be found in Jesus Christ, Jesus will not forsake you. He will not fail you. He will not drop the ball on you, but He will bring you through, and He will bring you through victorious. But you have to realize that don't be surprised, because the wilderness has come, because the word tells us that the wilderness will come. Jesus said, in this life you will have some trouble, but He said, take heart, be encouraged, for I have overcome this world. So every trouble that you're facing right now, every trial in your life that you're standing in the face of, just be encouraged and know that God's going to bring you through. Yes, the wilderness is there, and it does look dark, but look back over your life. Just take a minute and look at some of the things that God has already brought you out of, and be encouraged on today, my sister, and know that God's going to bring you through this one too, just like He has brought you through every other trial that you have encountered in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen and praise God. The second thing that God wants you to know is that you can endure the hard times. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. It's too soon to quit. Amen. Remember that God is our strength. He is our salvation. Jesus is the one who strengthens us. Paul said that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, who gives me power, who enables me to endure. So I'm here to tell you, or my sister today, that you can endure the hard times. Hold on and stand. After you have done all to stand, just stand firm. Stand firm in the power of His might, in the power of God's might, knowing that God has enabled you, He has equipped you, and He has empowered you through the Holy Ghost to be able to endure.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing that God wants to say to you in this word is to remember the rock. Remember the Lord thy God. Remember Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible is so thorough, because the Bible lets us know that Jesus, the rock, was with the Israelites when they were in the wilderness, that He was there guiding them, that they drank the same spiritual drink, that they ate the same spiritual water, but they failed in the times of wilderness. And that's why God wants to remind you on today that there have been some who have failed in the time of wilderness, but the rock, Jesus, the rock of their strength, the rock of their power, the rock that was going to allow them to endure, the rock that fed them spiritually, the rock that gave them spiritual drink, that rock was with them. And that same rock that was with them in the wilderness is the same rock that's with you today in your time of wilderness. Jesus is with you. And the same rock, Jesus also had to go through the wilderness. But Jesus is our example. He's our prime example, that just like when He came out of the wilderness, wilderness after being there for 40 days and 40 nights that he came out, and the devil was messing with him the whole time, and the devil came to tempt him just as he was coming out. And that's a word for somebody on today. You're coming out. You have been in the wilderness, and you sense your breakthrough. You see yourself coming out, and just as you're coming out, here comes that old green-eyed devil coming to tempt you, coming to lie to you, coming to distract you, coming to try to make you give up and quit on the mission that God has you on. And I say, not so, not so, because Jesus serves as the example that when the devil came and started to talk to him and started to tempt him on all of these things that he could do for him and all these things, because the devil will come and try to tell you that he's going to promote you, that he's going to bless you. But we know that the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. So you have to realize that just as Jesus stood up to the devil, you too must stand up to the devil. You too must put the word on it. You too must begin to speak back to the devil with the word of God and tell the devil that the Lord has not allowed me to go through any more than I can handle. He has not allowed me to go through any more than I can withstand. God knows what he has equipped me with. God knows how much you can handle. God knows how much you can take. So just because you feel like you can't take it anymore doesn't make it necessarily so. I said, just because you feel like that you can't take it anymore does not make it necessarily so. So woman up, woman of God. Gird up your loins and gird up the loins of your mind and go ahead and continue to stand in the midst of this battle. And know that the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. It is the Lord's. And God has equipped you. He has enabled you. He has allowed you to go through this wilderness, and he knows that you can make it, that you can endure. And that's all I came to say today. It's probably the shortest word I've ever brought, but God just wants me to remind you that you can stand, that you can make it, that you can take it, that your breakthrough is right there, that the light is right there. Jesus said, I am the light. Hold on to Jesus and walk with him through this trial. Walk with him through the fire and know that he is with you and he's going to bring you out of this thing. And when you come out, you're coming out stronger. You're coming out wiser. Hallelujah. You're coming out better. You're coming out power. You're coming out able now to go back and strengthen your brother and strengthen your sister with the same comfort which with you have been comforted, with the same strength that you have been strengthened, and with the same power that you have been empowered. Your anointing is being enriched during this fiery trial, during this hard time. So don't pray for the Lord to bring you out. Pray for the Lord to let you go through this trial to the extent that you are going to receive everything from God that you need to receive in the midst of this trial. Amen. And praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I had to release that word. My
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because I just sense that so many women are right there, that so many people just need to know that the wilderness is not a surprise to God. Your wilderness period is not a surprise to God. God knew you would be where you are today, and he wants you to know that you're going to make it, that you're going to make it. Hold on to God. Everything belongs to him. It's an economic crisis, but guess what? God owns the economy. He owns all of the money in the world. He owns every company that you work for. God owns it all. God is your source, and he is in charge of your future. So don't worry. Don't worry. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm opening up the floor, and I want somebody to pray. I just need somebody to pray for the women out there who are receiving this word on today for their lives.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word, oh God, that you have released to your people, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would just encourage the hearts and the minds of your people, oh God. Lord, even strengthen the woman of God, hallelujah, that was obedient to your word to dispatch, oh God, that which you put into her spirit, oh God. Lord, we thank you for knowing that we are yet encouraged, oh God, through the word of God. Lord, we thank you for loving us, oh God. We thank you for being with us, oh God. We thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the anointing, oh God, that is helping us, oh God, to get through every test, every storm, every trial, oh God. Thank you for knowing that you are that rock. rock. Yes, that rock that is higher than we are, oh God. And we thank you for being in control of everything, oh God. Keep us encouraged, oh God. Keep us in the press, oh God. Hallelujah. Forgetting those things which are behind us, oh God, because we are yet pressing. Lord, we're yet in the press, oh God. Hallelujah. Not saying, oh God, that we have attained. Not saying that we've already arrived, oh God. We are yet striving for perfection, oh God. And we thank you for knowing that we can be perfect through you. Through your power, through your spirit, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah for every word, oh God, of encouragement that you get pressed into our spirit, man, oh God. Open up our spiritual ears, oh God, that we might hear continually, oh God, what the Spirit is saying to the church, oh God. Thank you for knowing that we are more than conquerors, oh God. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for being concerned about us, oh God. Thank you for keeping us, oh God, in the hollow of your hand, oh God. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for having your seal upon us, oh God. Thank you for knowing, oh God, that we are going forth for your glory, oh God. Our aim is to please you, oh God, and not man. Our aim is to run forward, oh God. Hallelujah. For the race is not given to the swift, neither to the strong, but to he that endure. Hallelujah. Help us to endure. Take us through, oh God. And we can only go through, hallelujah, with your help on today. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I just feel a song. We have a worship. Can we have a song?
Hey.
Amen. You know, don't start me to
hallelujah.
Sing it, but I just hear thank you, Lord. I just hear thank you, Lord. My
hallelujah.
God. Let's
hallelujah.
Praise him. Can somebody render that? I don't know. You can expect anything from me. I know you're a word prophetess. Tina Michelle, you got a song on your heart. I just want to just praise him for a minute.
Bless your name, God. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Yes,
yes.
Hallelujah. God
thank
is
you,
so
God.
Good.
Oh, yes,
and
he
is.
He's
so awesome, you know. He's just worthy. Man, we got Mrs. D. Neal praising the Lord in the
hallelujah,
chat room.
Hallelujah,
you know, because, you know, when
hallelujah.
We get these fiery trials in our lives, we just got to praise him.
Thank you.
We just got to praise him. And I just have a worship in my soul and a worship
hallelujah.
Spirit, you know,
Jesus.
And we just got to keep on. She says, my God, as long as I got King Jesus, she's singing. I think everybody
singing already.
Right now is singing, amen. She said, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else, my
hallelujah.
God, hallelujah. I tell
you,
y'all gonna make me sing, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know that's not by anointing. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But God
Jesus.
Is good.
Oh, yes,
God
he is.
Amen. You know, I do hear a song, but I know my throat is very hoarse. So the song is Bless the Lord. Remember that song? Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Who reigns in beauty. Bless the Lord. Who reigns in beauty and in power. Bless the Lord who has given so much love. He has given a grateful heart.
Hallelujah.
That's the furnace in my spirit.
Amen.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
He reigns. He reigns over everything. He reigns over our lives.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And that's one thing that I just love to say with my kids. I said, who runs this joint? And I just said to the little kid, he said, who runs this joint? They're like, Jesus. I'm like, who runs this joint? Jesus. So we got this. We his kids.
Hallelujah.
Our kingdom. It's our flow. It's our time. It's time to, and then we do this every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I look at my daughter, I say to her, Shekinah, where do you walk? She says, I don't walk down the halls of mediocrity, but in the power and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that little girl will start to preaching. Right before she leaves the school, right before she leaves for school. Then I'll say to Gerard, I said, what kind of clothes you got on? And he says, I got the armor of God.
Ah,
you know, it's the thing that we've got accustomed to do while we're eating, because we got to feed our bodies, but we got to feed our souls, because when I send you out there, I send you as ambassadors. You represent the kingdom of God. So I always say, who runs this?
Amen.
Like, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. And Jesus is in control. He is the rock, you know. And I was looking in the concordance. I looked up the word rock, and, you know, the Greek word for rock is Petra. Petra, P-E-T-R-A. And it means firmness and strength of soul. So when we think about that, that Jesus is our rock, you know, he is, when we can stand, when you can stand in the midst of a storm, and you can, people will look at you and say, well, how are you standing? You know, how are you still standing with everything going on around you? I see Dana in the chat room, and she said that today has been a day, and she said that this is helping her, you know, to deal with the things that she's dealing with on today.
Amen.
And that's why we come. And I told Dana on yesterday, she's faithful because Dana's with me everywhere I go. I believe that if she were in New Jersey, she would be over at the church with us prophetess.
Amen.
You know, because she's on, she's in Christian Women of Power. She's in Spark People, where we're watching our weight and our eating habits. And she's on Wednesday with me when I do 3 John 2 and Pump Up the Power. And she's right here on Tuesday with Pastor Anthony and I. And she's here on Thursday. This woman, I told her on yesterday, God's taking her to another level in him.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
She's going through, but look, that's what that word was saying, that when you're on the edge of a, when you're just at the, on the verge of a breakthrough, that will be your darkest moment. When you're on the verge of a breakthrough, that will be your darkest moment, because that's when the devil knows that God is getting ready to get the glory in your life. And what does the devil want to do? He wants to steal that from you.
That's right.
From God, not from you, from God. He doesn't want God to get the glory in your life. That's why Lucifer was kicked out of heaven and became Satan, you know, because he was an angel of light. And when he was Lucifer, and he became Satan, which is, you know, the king of darkness. So we have to realize that when Satan knows that God is getting ready to get the glory in your life, he will turn up the fire.
Oh, yeah.
Literally turn up the fire. But that's why God had me release that word, because it's not just for you, it's for me.
Yes,
you know, when I think about my life, prophets, you know, we canceled Bible study on yesterday, and we never do that.
Amen.
But Pastor Anthony had a doctor's appointment, and then we both have physicals, and then I have some things going on, and then everybody, you know, we could draw a list as long as my arm, and, you know, I have some long arms. But the thing about it is, the bottom line is, yes, those wilderness moments will come. Those dark moments will come. Yes, we're going to feel like we can't make it. But, yes, we can. Amen. With Jesus. And, Tina, that's so great what you're teaching your children right now, to begin to speak the right things over their own lives.
Amen.
Yes, because we have to equip them. You know, something that my mom used to say to one of my aunts, who said, boy, Tina, she could cook and clean and everything else by 8, 9, 10 years old. And my mother said that she's not going to wake up at 18 with the sum total of wisdom and knowledge to know how to do her life. She's not going to know it.
So you're doing what
download.
The scripture says, training up a child.
That's right.
In the way that they should go. And when they get older, they will not depart from it. But the blessing is when I'm not telling them what to do, and they're doing it anyhow. I watch my daughter make a decision on TV by herself, with someone that she thought that she liked, but the girl got older and sort of lost her mind a little bit, and she looked at the girl and she said, you know, she changed. She's just sort of dark and negative now. And she's like, you know what, Mommy? I don't want to listen to nothing like that.
Amen.
And she turned her right off. She said, that's not going to help me. She went in and put on her C.C. Winans CD and just started to worship. And I said, you know, this is an 11-year-old, and I thank God for the opportunity to not just train, but to see her develop.
To God be the glory.
My son develop into this amazing worshiper, and my daughter a worshiper on their own. I watched them in their bedrooms by themselves get on their word. And I'm just so grateful that I could be any part of that. Being a mom, I tell people, my favorite job. I love being a mother.
Amen.
I can't imagine how the Father in heaven feels when he looks down at his children. He goes, look at my baby. That's my baby.
Amen.
Look at my baby over there.
Yeah.
Look at what she's doing on her own. Look what she's doing. She don't need a pointy-toed shoe to sit there and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what do you want as you worship me? What do you want? It smells good to my nose. What do you want, baby?
Amen. To God be the glory. You know, I'm just really glad to hear that praise report about your children. Because it's parenting is challenging. You know, we are, as women of God, know that it's not always easy to parent. And I thank God for those precious young years when they're 10 and 8, 9, 10, 11, 8, 9, 10, and 11, and 5 and under. And under, because those are the most precious years. That we get to pour into our children, and we get so much joy out of those young years. And I believe that it's the young years that help us to endure the teenage years, the difficult years, you know, when they feel like they want to spread their wings,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the truth were to be told, you know, just like most people that we love, our children will sometimes disappoint us, you know. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for the opportunity to have praise reports in the area where our children are concerned.
Amen.
And the Bible is true. When you train them up, when they won't go too far from the truth when they are older. The Bible is true.
And you know my story, that I'm very grateful every day, because I just came through a divorce.
Yes.
Where a lot of children become casualties, and they become angry, and they go mm-hmm. through this and that. And, you know, we were into a hard time, and I believe in just being raw and real and telling the truth, because somebody else will get delivered from it. We went through a very hard time in the marriage. And my reason for supporting my kids, even before the divorce, I mean, I made sure they had prayer support. I made sure they had counselors. I made sure that they had mentors. And I just kept saying, make sure that they're supported. They can be in communication. Make sure they have information. But I was scared about what was going to happen on the other side for my babies. You know,
mm-hmm.
those are your babies.
Yeah.
And this is hard. And I realized, wait, I'm a steward, not an owner.
Mm-hmm.
And my father is not surprised by anything that's going on. So I have a great partnership. Maybe there's an article on one of my sites called Partnerships and Parenting, God as the Ultimate Parent.
Amen.
And I really leaned into the content that I wrote so long ago as the principles of having that faith and releasing my kids to God every day. Be principle-driven, not necessarily controlling them, but make sure those principles are there and embedded. Make sure that they're current. So we're on the other side of it, and I had to just stop, Pastor Rebecca and Prophetess, and just praise God.
Mm.
Because the teachers call me, they go, they are so in their bodies. They are able to communicate. They are full of joy.
Mm-hmm.
My son, who failed every class he took last year, Prophetess, if he could have gotten graded for lunch, he would have failed.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
I have that very same praise report, because Kayla was selected as the superintendent's pride as well. They had an award ceremony here in Bloomfield where she received a plaque and walked across the stage, straight A pluses and all ones. So our children, but it's not a surprise, because
it was a surprise. Pastor, he failed everything last year. Did you hear me?
Oh, you said
he failed
everything.
If he could fail lunch, he would have
failed
every class.
He failed everything.
That was a skill set. He failed everything. He failed gym. He got a the gym teacher wanted to make sure we understood that this wasn't just an incomplete. He got a 20 in gym.
Wow.
We just got his interim report card. Now, this is a kid, as you met him, he's got a great spirit, but he was very quiet. He was very sort of withdrawn, right? This is a kid that looks like, reminds me of a 10-year-old now, because he can't stop running his mouth. He's fantastic in his expression now. And now he's A's across the board. He's
Amen.
Praise
and
God.
He was chosen to be a lead in the play with a monologue he wrote 10 minutes before the audition.
Wow.
Amen.
Praise
God. Praise the Lord.
I'm grateful for it. I'm like, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
See that? Now I want to use that with the word that I released earlier today. You were going through with your testimony just now, you were going through a divorce. You were not in divorce court yet, but you were contemplating, because you had been through a hard time in your marriage. And your son was suffering as a result of it. So it was pretty dark for you, huh?
It was so dark sometimes, I was just like, why even bother have electricity? Why
wow.
even bother? You know, why even bother turn on the light? So I had to go and preach and teach and do and grow in complete trust and confidence that the Lord surely is God. Because I did not see it anywhere in my life at that time. I would watch God bless me as an individual. You understand?
Yeah.
And I would still see the blessing on my kids because my kids, even in that hard time, are exceptional. And I'm not just saying it because they're my kids. They're just good kids. They're good kids. They're wonderful children who love God. But it was so hard just day by day to get up because, you know, I felt like my attack was in my home. I lived with my attack.
Mm-hmm.
That I said, but nevertheless, Lord, I'm going to do what you told me to do. I wanted to quit. I think I quit my ministry every day. Every day I quit. I can't do this no more. I just can't do this no more. And then I would get activated, and God would be like, oh, yes, you can. Now, there came a time where I sat myself down from ministry. I sat myself down. And you remember that because I told you. I sat myself down because I felt the Lord say, it's time for you to be restored and rebuilt. Stop it all. Stop it all. Get in my face. Get refilled. But it was dark. And people could not even understand. They didn't even know. They looked at me and they said, you look fantastic. Not because my life was great, but because Jesus is Lord and I unashamedly praise him. I will continue to move even if I have to talk to my foot to come down off the bed. And talk to the other foot to move in the name of Jesus. I was not going to stop moving. I was not going to stop doing what God has called me to do because it was bigger than me. It was bigger than my house. It was bigger than my circumstance. There were people that God had put on my heart that I needed to go and minister to. That's what saved my life. What saved my life is knowing that it's bigger than me. And my Father has this.
Amen.
That as
Amen.
I do what he has given me to do, he cares for me. I cast my cares upon the Lord, not every day, every minute. Lord, you know. Lord, you know. Lord, I give it to you. I'm not going to take it back. I'm not going to pull up that root. I'm going to wait for Toria.
Hey, hallelujah.
I'm going to wait for Toria.
I'm
going to
wait
for
Toria.
I'm going to
wait for Toria. Amen. I'm right there
I'm
with you.
I'm
going to
wait for Toria.
Amen.
I'm going to wait for it. I'm not going to pull
I'm
it up.
I'm going
to
wait for Toriel. That's right.
I had to talk to myself and talk to myself. And thank God that I'm in the profession that I'm in, full of empowering people, that I'm coaching, and I understood certain things that was happening. But there's things I just had no answer for. And those were dark, dark days. Dark,
wow.
dark days. Because my mind works like that.
And look what God has done. And that's a testimony for you women who are listening. God will do it. He will do what he says in his word that he will do. Don't let anybody mess with your faith. The Bible tells us in Ephesians to put up, above all else, pick up the shield of faith. Pick up that shield of faith because that faith, your faith in God's ability to bring you out and the fact that God will indeed bring you out is all that you're going to have to hold on to during some of these dark moments in your life. And Tina's testimony bears witness to that, that she held on to her faith. I want to open up the phone lines. The chat room is open. Come on into the chat room. For those of you who are streaming, go ahead and register because we have quite a few people who stream and quite a few people who listen to the archive. We are just so blessed that you are spending time, if you can't make it live, that you are coming back to listen to the archive. So we're just blessed by your listenership, and we want to just take it up a few notches, have you come and fellowship with us in the chat room and also by calling in. The phone lines are open. We have about 20 more minutes to be on the air, 646-652-4832. You can call in and share in this conversation. And if you just tuned in, you missed a word, a rhema word from the Lord that he had in my heart. He deposited in my heart as I was praying about coming today. And, you know, I don't normally come here to preach, but we come to have fellowship and to talk. But we worship God during the first segment of this broadcast. So go back to blogtalkradio.com, www.thepowerofgod.com/power and listen to the archive. And if you know some sisters who need to be encouraged, tell them to tune in every Thursday. The devil tried to stop us from being here on Thursday. I say the devil, but maybe that was God's time to put a word in my heart, because I was like, well, God, what will I do if I don't have my co-host? And he said, I have a word that I want you to release to the people. And just at 12 o'clock, I clicked on the switchboard to come on to log in, and I was able to log in. And I prayed real quick. I said, well, God, what do I do with this word? And he said, bring it. So go back to the archive if you just tuned in, blogtalkradio.com/power, and hear God's word that's been released for your life, for your time, for what you're going through right now. And call us. We're here, even if you're at work, during the broadcast, pick up the phone 5 minutes and call us and say hello. God bless you. I'm listening, and I'm being blessed by the ministry that you ladies are bringing forward. I want to take this time to tell you about our women's conference that is coming up. Prophets, can you just let everybody know? I'm so excited. I'm too excited to even be able to make it, to get it out of my mouth right without just going into another preach or hoop or holler. Prophets, go ahead and tell the people about our upcoming women's conference.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. We want to take this time to invite you out to our third annual Christian Women of Power Conference, and the theme on this year is God's Leading Lady. And our scripture is coming from Luke, the first chapter, verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Amen. We thank God for knowing that we are God's leading lady, and God is calling us to the front to do a mighty work in his name. Everything that we do, we want it sealed with the hands of God upon it, knowing that we are moving and flowing in the Spirit. Our conference will be taking place on Friday. It starts out on Friday, October 10th, beginning at 7:30 p.m., also, Saturday, October the 11th, beginning at 9:30 a.m., we're starting out with registration and a continental breakfast, and we're also going to have a hot lunch, and we're going to be have a full lineup for Saturday, and our conference will end on Sunday, October 12th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. Our Friday night preacher will be none other than our own very fine Pastor Rebecca, amen, who is just so anointed, and God has just given her vision upon vision, praise God, with these awesome and dynamic internet broadcasts. Our pastor is going to be preaching on that Friday night. On Saturday, during the morning, we have our Dr. Melrose Bethea. She's going to be conducting a workshop, and then on that Saturday afternoon, myself, Prophetess Angie Singletary, will be going forth with the word, and our Pastor Rebecca will be closing us out on that Sunday morning. So you don't want to miss this wonderful event. The registration cost is only $25. We can, you know, spend $25 so quickly. But
yeah,
if you want to spend $25 and make sure you're investing it in something good, invest and come on out to this conference. You will surely be blessed. This is our third annual conference. I was in attendance on last year, and the Lord blessed us. We just had a wonderful time. We were empowered, strengthened, encouraged, uplifted. So if you're going through anything, come on out and support us. Praise God. We thank God for all of the responses. We thank God for everything that's just lining up, because God has put his approval on the conference this year. He's going to do some miraculous things. We don't know what he's going to do, but we're believing by faith. It's not what we can see, but it's what we believe.
Mm.
We believe that God is going to move, because he keeps speaking this thing into our spirit, and we receive it. We receive it. I receive it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm expecting.
Amen.
Well, the wonderful thing of the position of this conference, which probably sounds very backwards to many people, that my last in-church speaking engagement was at the conference last year.
Wow.
The Lord spoke to me very clearly and said, it's time for you to gear up. And that did not mean go running and finding every place to preach. I was preaching since 20 years old. Since 20 years old, I was preaching. It was time for me to sit down and have fellowship with my daddy and be healed with the Lord. And I heard that so clearly at that conference. But I had so much peace about it. I didn't have to worry about, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm used to being booked. What am I going to do without the income from the speaking engagements in the church? That's my base, even though I have secular engagements. What am I going to, I didn't worry about any of that. I didn't worry about any of it, because my daddy says so. And I heard that so clearly there, and it was such a blessing to be around the women last year. It was just a blessing to see Pastor Rebecca's face. and I had my kids there. It was just, I had such a good time. Now this year, though, I'll be sitting with everybody else, thank God, right, that I'm going to have a good time and see Tori.
Amen. I can't wait to see you again, Tina.
I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you and everybody else that's coming. The registrations are coming in. They're coming
Amen.
In quickly. And we only have so much room. So if you want to be in the place, make sure you get your registration in, because we want to make sure that you're not in the overflow. We want you in the main room. We want you in the main sanctuary.
Hallelujah.
Where you can be right up under the fire.
Amen.
So we just praise God. And Tina Michelle was with us last year. She
met
face-to-face. I'm looking forward to meeting some of you face-to-face. God's bringing a fresh anointing. The word came over the prophet's life. God's bringing a fresh anointing into her life. And I believe that he's bringing a fresh anointing into the lives of so many.
Amen.
If
Amen.
We would just get
Hallelujah.
Up under his, sit at his feet.
Yes,
I want to encourage women to just sit at the Father's feet. Listen,
yes,
that you've been pouring out. We're in October. We're Pastor Emily said this is October. We have 3 more months, October, November, and December. And God, Pastor Emily has prophesied that God is going to release something great into the lives of his people
mm-hmm.
during these next 3 months. And I agree with that, that God is getting ready to complete some things, that God is getting ready to elevate some people, that
Amen.
God is getting ready to anoint some people. But you know what? There is something that's required of us.
Hallelujah.
We have to sit at the Father's feet. Forget about, you know,
Amen.
So often we look for people to mentor us. And we, you know, the mentorship is good. But before you run to man, before you run to woman,
mm-hmm,
make sure
mm-hmm.
that you are running to God, that you're sitting at his feet. Pray. Start your day off with prayer. Begin
Hallelujah.
In your word. And
yes,
then
God.
When you sit at somebody's feet, like you got a mentor, you have a mentor, make sure that that person is full to the point of overflowing.
Amen.
And you don't want nobody who just have a little bit of word. Make sure that you, and I'm not talking about literal, I can quote the scriptural type of word. I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about somebody who has the fruit of that word
yeah.
popping out all over their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want somebody who is blessed because they are because the Spirit of the Lord is upon them. You know, not because they have head knowledge of God, but because they have heart knowledge of God.
Yes, yes.
And
that
sit
person,
up
that
under
God
that person and be mentor. Amen. Praise
yes.
God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes. And God will make it clear because I'm pretty raw and real. And there's a lot of people who came to me at that time and said, God has called me to mentor you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I didn't hear that, but praise God, I'll prayerfully consider that.
God has called you to mentor them.
Them to mentor me. Mentor me. And then, you know, and I would get that quite often because people would see the gift on your life.
Yeah.
And they would say, no, you need to come under me. You need to come under me. And I met Pastor Rebecca, and I said, that is my pastor.
Amen.
She understands the heart of a woman.
Yeah.
And I never asked you to come up under me.
Never.
See, and that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to weigh the motives of the heart.
Right.
You know, I kept asking God why he made this connection. I said, God, what is it? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing with this relationship? Because you walk with so much. You know, Tina Michelle is a biblical life coach. She's a public speaker. You know, people fly her all over to speak in
mm-hmm.
secular and in the church,
mm-hmm.
Secular arenas as well as in the church. And she knows a lot, you know, some of the names that Tina Michelle was dropping when we were first talking, you know, she was just telling me about all of the people that she knows and people that she's come face to face with. And she knows a lot of people. And I kept asking God, I was like, well, why have you sent her into my life? And he just told me, simply because you're real in me.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I'm real in him. And I'm not impressed. Tina knows and Prophetess knows and everybody that knows me knows. I'm not impressed with folk. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not impressed with people. I, you know, I'm impressed with how much God the people have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm impressed with your God. What God are you serving?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and are you serving him? And that's what mm-hmm. really I love about T. Tina Michelle. Although you're real, although you're in demand, you love God. And I tell people, she loves the Lord. And God says, it might not be so much as what she can bring, what you can get from her. Don't ask her for anything. I've never asked you for anything other than when I brought you in to speak. But
and that was a gift to me. To me, to be there. You know,
and
that's a major mark for me because I said, can people just be real?
Yes.
Can they just be real? And you were all over my content last week when you talked about gimmicks.
Yes.
The messaging that I've been putting out is the day of the gimmick is over. It's time to get real.
Yes, exactly.
It's time to get real. No more of that. And I said, I don't care who you are. I don't care how many Grammys you have. I've seen it all. Been there,
exactly.
Done that. But those people
we
are
can't
starving.
Be impressed.
Dying.
You know why
they're
we
dying.
Can't be... You know why we can't be impressed? You know, I'm talking about, I want to talk about some of the preachers even. You know, the celebrities that we have in Christendom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they're on TV or preaching the roof off of the church in your neighborhood. We cannot be impressed with the amount of people that follow after these particular men and women of God. What we have to be impressed with is the amount of God that they carry within them.
That's
we
right.
have to make sure that we're lining ourselves up with the true vine. My God, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. My Father is the gardener. We have to make sure that we are connected to the true vine. Look, don't get connected with no dying vines out there, vines that are not attached to the church. We have to make sure that we are connected with the right people because that is the only way that we are going to experience true growth in God. And that's the words that I said. Watch the words that I said. That's the only way that we're going to experience true growth in God is by being connected to true men and women of God. Other than that, it's just an imitation. What's that word I'm looking for?
It's a counterfeit. And that's something that the Lord has been dealing with me about so hard since I think I came to this planet through my mother's womb about what's real. And it's just recently through the pain, through the confusion, through all the things that I feel that women around the world feel every day, but because I was willing to sit down and go into that dark place and offer myself as a seed and go into the ground until His Spirit and His life was sprouting from me. I didn't realize the purpose of the pain, even though I speak about purpose every single day. I saw it for myself in a whole different way recently, and God has just released me to do everything that He has called me to do, and I'm so elated. Is it easy? No. Are the circumstances all lining up? No. But God is responsible for the results. I'm responsible for faithfulness. I don't have to produce the results. He does.
Amen.
I just need to be faithful.
Amen.
And knowing that makes it easy. What am I supposed to do? Be faithful. Well, you got to go here. No, I got to be faithful. I got to be faithful to what God has put inside of me. And because of that, it's been a momentous, I can't even tell people what everything that God is doing. And because I sat down and was quiet in the secret place and hugged onto my daddy's feet and said, Abba, I was in one position. I stayed in that one place. And instead of me pursuing and going to get and going to grab, I was in the position to be blessed. And it came to me. It came to me. And I'm watching God do things that I just, I couldn't have told anybody. I couldn't have planned it. I wasn't smart enough. You know, I wasn't connected enough. I couldn't have done it if I had a project plan that looked like a scroll. I couldn't have done it myself if I wanted to.
Amen.
Because God is faithful, and He's gonna perform His word, not mine, His.
I'm hearing, be still, and know that I am God.
Yeah.
Be still and know, and this is for you, Tina Michelle. Prophetess, Pastor Anthony, and myself, Dana, everybody that is with us, listening, streaming, God is saying, be still and know that I am God. Be still He's speaking inner peace to you right now in the name of Jesus. Be still and know that I am God. You know, be still. That's what I'm hearing. Be still and know that I am God. And Tina Michelle, God's not finished with you yet. You know, you're still yet in the process of everything that he has brought you through. You're one of those who are on the edge of the breakthrough. You're still, with everything that you have and everybody that you know and everywhere that you've been, God is saying you ain't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen anything yet. I'm still yet showing myself to you. Mm-hmm. And God said, just because you are one who will say, where are you, God, in the middle of this, in the middle of all of this, in the middle of life, he says, I'm still yet showing myself to you. Mm-hmm. And God says, be still and know, mm-hmm. and know in your heart that I am God. My God, we have 6 minutes.
Hallelujah.
And prophetess, I'm opening up the floor to you.
Jesus. I'm speechless, Pastor. Now, you know I'm a woman of very few words, but God is just so sweet in the way that he moves, because I'm still holding on to my word from Tuesday night.
Yes.
I'm holding on to my word. Because, you know, he just loves his people. He loves his people. And, you know, when he loves and he cares about you, he's going to commune. He's going to talk to you. He's going to let you know that it's okay. He's going to let you know what he's doing. He doesn't reveal everything, but he reveals enough to give you some hope, to give you some joy, to give you yet some peace in the midst of whatever it is that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
He's just God. He alone is God.
My God.
He alone is God.
My God. My God. My God, he alone is God. I mean, did you hear that, Dana? He alone is God. Dana was talking about her husband earlier, and she was like, well, why care? Why care about anything? You know, and you know, we get to those points, even in marriage, where we get that why care, you know, attitude about anything. But then God, but she said, she came back and she said, but God. You know, it's God who keeps her caring. It's
God
who keeps you holding on.
Mm-hmm.
It's God who keeps you hoping. And we have to continue to hold on to the hope in Christ Jesus, the hope that brought us to this point, the hope that keeps us believing in an invisible God. You know, I mean, if we can believe, let me just say this, let me just get this out. If we can believe that God is this, if we can believe in an invisible God, if we can believe in a snake talking to a woman in the garden, if we can believe in an immaculate conception of our Savior, if we can believe in a boy throwing a rock with a slingshot and slaying a giant, if we can believe that God brought the people over across dry land when he parted the Red Sea, if we can believe that Jesus got up on the third day, after being persecuted, after being whipped, after being spit on and talked about, if we can believe that he was buried in an unused tomb, and that on the third day the angels rolled the rock away, and that Jesus left that tomb and walked amongst the disciples, if we can believe that he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, now, how much easier will it be to believe that God could bring us through this mess that we're going through in our lives?
Jesus.
How much easier will it be to believe that he can heal our bodies, that he can heal our marriages, that he can give us the money that we need to pay our mortgages for those people who are suffering and paying the mortgages? If we can believe in an invisible God, then there is nothing that we should not be able to believe that is possible for that invisible God. Because all things are possible with God, and nothing is impossible for him. He can heal my body. He can heal your body. God can give me 20/20 vision. He can give you a heart that's new and pumping blood like when you were first born. He can give you a low blood pressure. He can give you a low cholesterol regulated. God can take care of every health issue. He can take every medicine off of your nightstand. God can do it. Yeah. And you just have to believe. God can give you hope for your broken heart. He can heal that broken heart.
Yes, he
can.
My
God, he can do it. God can do it. And that's what we're going to leave. We have 2 minutes, and we're leaving you with God can do it. Just believe that God can do it. Trust and believe. Mm-hmm. It's dark, but keep walking, like Tina said.
Mm-hmm.
Keep walking through those dark places. Refuse to quit. Force your foot to hit the bottom of the floor, like Tina said. Force your foot to get up out of that bed and hit the floor. And then force your foot to keep moving. Amen. We have 1 minute.
Hallelujah.
We pray that you've been blessed by this time that we've been together. Tina Michelle, we have a minute remaining. What's on your heart as we close?
That God is God all by himself, like we opened up with, and that we are responsible for faithfulness, but God will produce the results.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I want to say hello to Pastor Anthony. God bless you. I love you, honey. Prophetess, 1 minute. We still have a minute as we close.
God is good. He's good. And it doesn't matter what we're going through. We can still yet love the Lord, still yet love him, still yet worship him, and still yet praise him.
Yes. Yes. Amen. And praise God. And I've spoken and I've said everything that God has for me to say. I want to just say this. You're not alone. The same sufferings that you're going through, the same things that you've been through, there are others amongst the body of Christ who are suffering those same sufferings, who are going through those same trials, and all of us are going to stand up together and saying, we're going to stand up and say, we can make it. With
Amen.
Christ, we know that we can make it, and we feel like going on. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to press forward. I love you, Tina Michelle. I love you, Prophetess. I love you,
love
Dana.
You,
and I love you, every single person that's listening. Keep on keeping on in the Lord. Know
Amen.
That God is with you, and he's going to bring you through. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God
Hallelujah.
Bless you all. Pray for me as
Amen.
I pray for you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to play this song. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's not the song. This is the one I want to play. I'm playing Jesus. For those of you who are still listening to the archive, be blessed as we lift up the name of Jesus.
I'm so blessed. Died for me. I'm so glad you shed your blood for me. I'm so glad you rose for me. Yeah, Jesus.
I took care of it on the cross for you. Bless the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah.